And you may have witnessed bicycles riding past you at high speeds and realised later they're not just bicycles, they're electric-assisted bicycles. Reporter Iman McDonough has more on this story and files this report.
Queens City Council member Jimmy Van Bramer and Manhattan City Council member Dan Gorodnick held a press conference in Queens with local residents and community leaders about the dangers of electric bicycles, or e-bikes, riding through New York City. A number of Queens and Manhattan residents have complained about people driving e-bikes, riding on sidewalks, hitting pedestrians, and not following traffic rules. Pedestrians have also complained about the high noise level throughout the neighborhoods, like Manhattan resident Jessica Jacobs.
I hate it because like they like to start the bike and it's very loud. Like yesterday I was walking and it was peaceful and this biker came and it is so loud. I hate it.
Despite the large amount of e-bike riders, e-bikes are illegal. In New York City, they have been banned since a law was passed in 2004. There are fines already on the books, but legislation introduced by Councilman Gorodnick would increase the fines from $500 to $1,000. Because of the increase of incidents this year, hope is the legislation will move further through committee this time. Fines are given for riding on the sidewalk, riding against traffic, running red lights, and other violations. Councilman Jimmy Van Bramer thinks that e-bikes are extremely dangerous and should not be driven carelessly.
People have called the office, they've written to me, and they've stopped me on the sidewalks to say that they are afraid of these electric bikes, which are going much faster than regular bicycles, and often are on the sidewalks. And that's incredibly dangerous. People do not expect to see bicycles, and certainly not electric bicycles, on the sidewalk. They've seen them blowing red lights and otherwise, driving recklessly. And I myself have seen it multiple times, these electric bikes on sidewalks, and that is incredibly dangerous behavior.
E-bikes can go up to about 30 miles per hour. A recent poll done in City Councilwoman Jessica Lappin's district found that 72% complained that they had been hit by delivery bikes. Though many people are against e-bikes for the reckless driving and for the motion to get rid of them, some people do not find them to be so bad, such as Manhattan resident Yasari.
I don't believe that they should do that. No, actually, they're pretty cool. I mean, I've always wanted to go on one of them. I don't think they should do that, though. Not at all. I mean, if you have a bike lane, then what's the reason of not, I mean, if they're hitting people, then that's on their fault, it happens. They're not going to, make cars illegal because people get hit about it, but I don't think that, they should do that.
Van Bramer's office said the legislation can only go so far and requires enforcement. But the larger question is whether e-bikes should be authorized for us on roads, and those decisions would have to come from the city's Department of Transportation and from state lawmakers. Reporting for WBAI Evening News, I'm Iman McDonough.